He has been a professional money manager for the last 18 years. He is a regular contributor to the Fox Business Channel and Bloomberg Radio. In addition to this, he is a regular contributor to TheStreet.com and MarketWatch.com. Now he's live here on the Wall Street Business Network. Here is Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Thursday morning. It's the February 20th. It's the live edition of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management here in San Diego, California. Well, let's see how we're getting our day started on the market today. We are down 8 points right now on the Dow. The Dow is at 16,032. We're holding on to that 16,000 level, but as you can tell, and as you can feel, and as you can see by your statements so far this year, that the Dow is just kind of going sideways and treading water so far in 2014. The S&P, about the same, down a point today. The S&P is at 1,826, still slightly negative on the year, treading water, first 7-8 weeks here of 2014. We have a new worry to talk about here in a moment that now the markets have to cope with. The NASDAQ is down 4 this morning. The NASDAQ is at 4,233 right now. The NASDAQ has been holding up the ship, however. It's been holding up the world, the financial markets on its shoulders. The NASDAQ was breaking out to new 12-year highs as recently as Friday of last week. NASDAQ continues to be the best performing index in the world. Down 5 points today. Gold, 1313. Oh man, that's not a good day to buy gold. 1313. Gold has been breaking out off of its bottom here recently, but not enough to really spark my interest or to get me to open up my wallet yet to buy the shiny metal. Crude oil, 102.82. The 10-year yield is at 2.74%, and therein could be the next big worry. Welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management. The next big worry in the market finally appeared out of the shadows yesterday. I mean, we haven't even thought about this potential recently. It's the furthest thing from our minds. But all of a sudden, it came up buried deep within the beige book called the Fed Minutes. We already know that the Fed is pulling back. The taper is already underway. We don't know if the taper will accelerate, decelerate, stay the same. It sounds like they're going to take it on a month-by-month basis. And the taper has put the big chill on the market for now. Since taper talk, the market has been tough slogging. Since Janet Yellen took over as the new Fed chairman, the market has been in tough slogging. Now, a new worry, the furthest thing from our mind, all of a sudden appears on the scene. There was some talk at the last Fed meeting about raising interest rates. Now that has been just an absolute taboo subject. Mr. Bernanke, if that subject even came up, we would get basically the answer that you don't have to worry about us raising interest rates anytime soon. That's far off in the future. But now the seed has been planted because there's actually members of the Federal Open Market Committee that are clamoring for and voting for rising interest rates, raising the Fed funds rate. When's the last time that occurred? It's been a long, long time. And all of a sudden, the market, which was doing okay on Wednesday, when that beige book came out, and new terminology, a new possibility, a new worry appeared in the vernacular of the market, down goes the market. So if China wasn't enough, and by the way, China reports once again this week, a very disappointing purchasing managers index, otherwise known as the PMI. Very disappointing in China, as China continues to just really grind along. I put up a chart of the China market over the last 5 years, and you can see that it's basically been drifting lower for the last, call it 3 years. And I see China down today on that disappointing PMI number. So now we have the taper to worry about. The taper is already in progress. Now, the only thing to debate now is whether they'll continue to cut back by $10 billion at every meeting, whether they'll decelerate or whether they'll accelerate the taper project. Now we have China still worried about slowdown over there. Now we have talk of raising the Fed fund rates, a brand new twist on all of this, which isn't going to be helpful to markets that are already in a sideways funk here for the first 2 months of this year. So we'll just have to see how the market takes all of this. It's got a lot to digest over the weekend. It's got a lot to think about. And I would say more than ever, and I know you hate to hear the cliche, but it is true, it is a stock picker's market. Because there are individual stocks, there are individual sectors, there are individual asset classes that are still the place to be. And there's a whole heck of a lot of places to avoid right now in the market. Think companies that depend on a vibrant global economy. Think companies that are in the Dow Jones Industrial Average or the S&P 500. Unless they have carved out a niche that doesn't depend on a thriving global economy, well then, we're going to continue to see those companies continue to struggle. So you know what? Here's another a way I would look at this. This is not an indexer's market. This is a terrible market to own an index. This is a terrible market to really kind of own exchange traded funds that take a very wide swath of stocks or companies within their little portfolio. This is really a pinpoint sharpshooters market. It's not a mutual fund market either. You'll notice in my mutual fund and ETF portfolios, they're still about 50% cash because a mutual fund and an ETF is spread out. And it would include a lot of those companies that do depend on a very robust global economy, which isn't happening right now. And instead, it's these companies that are coming up with new drugs or making acquisitions and increasing their presence on the social media front. These are the companies that are thriving in today's environment, which is not that great for the average company out there. So, like I say, it's a very much a stock picker's market. You have to pinpoint and find those companies that are flourishing despite all of these worries in the world. And now, again, along comes one more worry. And this is one that we didn't think would be on our worry list for quite some time. And that the possibility of the Fed raising the Fed funds rate. And of course, that's going to come up at every single meeting. Will they two people come on board now, or three people, or four? And when will they eventually start to raise interest rates? Now, with all of that having been said, there are still individual stocks. I look at my Activist today, ACT, a company out of Parsippany, New Jersey, which I have a big position in, a company which I own here at Gunderson Capital Management, a company that's hitting a new all-time high today. You see, Activist doesn't know, I suppose, or is not affected by what's going on in China. Activist is not affected by taper talk, I guess, as it continues to march on to new highs. This is proof that there are spots in the market that are still working, and if you're not in those spots in the market, you're pretty much treading sideways to slightly down. You're drifting lower in this market. I've pulled out a couple of stocks to talk about today that are thriving in this market, a couple from different walks of life. We'll talk about those during the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. The weekend is fast approaching once again. I'm already thinking about what I'm going to write about at this week's newsletter. You can get on the mailing list. We send out thousands of newsletters every weekend. You can go to my website at pwstreet.com. That's pwstreet.com and sign up for the newsletter. Take a look at how the portfolios did last year and see how they're positioned this year. You can also find the stocks that I have found so far this year. Those little niches that are thriving despite tough slogging out there overall. This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to. And the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son and he admitted that the ads he saw in a honey magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? "With Be Safe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless Be Safe. Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak. That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, you know, we got a little subject, a little theme going on in today's show. The global economy is struggling right now. It's still not good. You look south of the border, you look at Brazil. Brazil has been cut in half over the last 3.5 years, their markets down there. Argentina continues to have a peso crisis. We have problems in China with just not that same robust growth economy that was once, you know, synonymous with China and the new economy, etc. And of course, we have right here in America a market that was pumped up, that was backed, that was injected, that received whatever kind of hormones it needed to really juice it. And we've had that, of course, little pullback here with the tapering. And now even talk of a possible rate hike at some point in the future. It's a changing world. It's not going to be a 40% S&P 500 this year. And I warned late last year to get ready for that. And in fact, it's a downright very difficult market to make any money. But we're still finding our spots here at Gunderson Capital Management. I mentioned activists, of which I featured many, many times, hitting new highs. And we've had several stocks hitting new highs here recently. And there's little areas of the market where companies have carved out niches that don't particularly depend on a strong PMI number coming out of China. Late last year, I was warning about a stock that had dropped dramatically in my Best Stocks Now ranking, a stock that was really, really, really overpriced. And it was starting to roll over. The name of that company was Tesla. So we're going to go to Palo Alto today. I had a couple of visitors here this past week from the Palo Alto area here in my office. I have a nephew that got his PhD from a little college there they have in Palo Alto by the name of Stanford. And that young fellow's now in Harvard. And Palo Alto, also the site, I believe, where they're building that new stadium for those San Francisco 49ers. But it's also home to Tesla Motors. Tesla was in the news yesterday. I warned about Tesla last year. Tesla went from 194 clear down to 116. Then guess what? It started rising again. And it started rising in rank in my Best Stocks Now app. And in fact, back on February the 13th, 7 days ago, a week ago today, I sent out a tweet, my first positive tweet on Tesla, since I warned about it late last year. I said, Tesla looks like a pending breakout. Number 249 overall in my Best Stocks Now app, which is pretty darn good. When you consider there's 3,800 stocks in my database. And I also disclosed at the time that I had no position in the stock. And as of today, I have no position in the stock. But it had risen up into Best Stock Now status once again a week ago. And just looking at the stock technically, my comments were, you can look right there on the app and see it, if you pull up Tesla, Tesla looks like a pending breakout. And guess what? It's breaking out today. Why? Well, you know what? It's still an expensive stock. I can't argue with that. We'll go through the valuation here in a moment. But before we get to the valuation, let's take a look at the performance of the stock. Of course, Tesla does not have a 10-year track record. Tesla came public in 2010. I believe it came public at about $15, $20 a share, somewhere in there. And now it's $212 per share. Tesla does not have a five-year track record yet. But it's moving in that direction. Tesla does now have a three-year track record. And that track record of performance for shareholders, not the car, but for shareholders, is pretty doggone sensational. Over the last 3 years, Tesla has delivered to its investors 103% per year. Is it a glamour stock? Yes. Is it an overhyped stock? Yes. Is it a sexy stock? Yes. Is it trading at multiples, leaps and bounds beyond GM and Ford? Yes. But you can't argue with the numbers, and you can't argue with the performance. Over the last 3 years, Tesla has delivered 103% per year to its investors, while the market's delivered 10.6% per year. Over the last 12 months, Tesla is up 393%, one of the biggest winners in the stock market. During that same period of time, the market's up 19.5%. Is it a vulnerable stock? Yes. Is it a stock that is now a momentum darling once again? Yes. But, like I say, you can't argue with performance, and you can't argue with the stock chart of Tesla. Now you say, but Gunderson, you also require valuation. How in the world can you even begin to justify the current valuation of Tesla? Well, here's the current valuation of Tesla. We'll look at it from a few different angles. Number one, it's now got a market cap of $26 billion. By contrast, Ford is $60 billion. So Tesla, yeah, okay. How many Fords do you see on the road on your way to work? How many Teslas do you see? And yet Tesla is now one half in market cap. At least the market has given it a market cap that is now about one half of Ford. GM's market cap right now is $57 billion. So you're looking at a company that makes far less cars by a long shot than the big two automakers, and yet Tesla has one half of the market capitalization of the other two. That's one way to look at it. Another way to look at it, Tesla has annual revenue of just $1.7 billion right now. And it's a $26 billion company. So it's trading at 14.65 times sales. Obviously, investors in Tesla are hoping that those sales will continue to ramp up. And so someday Tesla will be able to justify the price to sales ratio. Price to book value, 44 times book value. Price to forward earnings. Forward PE right now on Tesla is 121. All right, so when we get down to the nuts and bolts, we take today's estimates out there on the street for Tesla, which are $2.97. We grow them by 26% a year. We apply a multiple, a glamour multiple, and I can make a case for Tesla from a valuation point of view. Number 93 out of 3,818. We'll be right back. But a mother used the wrong line. I've been on the right trail. But a mother used the wrong call. Hit us in a bad place. And I wonder what it's good for. I've been in the right place.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
There's a child sitting on a hard metal chair, clutching tightly to the trash bag that holds everything she owns. She's there because her father abuses her, and her mother doesn't care. There are people all around her, but she's never been more alone. A social worker tells her not to worry, that they'll find a place for her soon, as she dials yet another number, this time to a group home, and then a shelter. and then a temporary housing facility. If she called you, would you make a place for this child? The Bear Foundation is a Christian foster care ministry, and our homes and families are made up of people just like you who, when called, answered yes. This is your call. Right now, there's a child or teen who's wondering, where am I going to live? Who will take care of me? You have the answer. Call the Bear Foundation today. For more information about Christian foster care, call 1-866-265-2476, 866-265-2476, or visit christianfostercare.org.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Laity Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to. And the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son and he admitted that the ads he saw in a honey magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? "With Be Safe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless Be Safe. Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with Professional Money Manager Bill Gunderson. We've talked about the tough slogging in the market so far this year. We had it so easy last year. You know, it's like that. Markets are like that. Rarely do you have back-to-back years that even resemble one another. And, of course, the obvious question is, well, what changed? Come on. We finish up December, new highs, everybody's happy, one of the best years in the market that we've had in a long time, and now all of a sudden, just like that, who flipped the switch? You know, sometimes that's all it takes, is a flip of the switch, and all of a sudden the sentiment on the market changes, and it changed for many reasons. I talked about these various reasons that the market has turned a little bit sour here so far in 2014. It's just a much bigger challenge this year. You have to really, really pinpoint the best areas of the market. No longer can you just take a shotgun blast at the U.S. small cap market and come up with a bunch of winners. It's much, 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 much more specific. It's not broad. It's very, very much individual stocks this year. This will not be a good year for mutual fund investors unless you're in a very, very narrow area of the market that does well. It's not going to be a good year, I don't think, for index investors. And as far as asset allocation, it is what it is. You don't make too much in the bad years and the good years, and you don't lose too much in the down years. And overall, over time, in my book, you get very mediocre performance. Okay, let's take a look at another stock here that is continuing to perform well. It's also in the news today as they report earnings, or lack thereof. This is not really the best season for a company like this, but they managed to maintain throughout the year until spring and summer come and fall. A company that is headquartered in, in Sandusky, Ohio. Company that's been around for a long, long time. You remember the Beach Boys song, Fun, 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 Till Daddy Took the T-Bird Away. Well, maybe now it should be Fun, 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 Till Daddy Took the Tesla Away. But where are they having the fun? They're having the fun at Cedar Fair, which operates 11 amusement parks, 4 outdoor water parks, 1 indoor water park, and 5 hotels. Fun, 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 Cedar Fair is in my income and growth accounts. I like companies for my income investors that pay healthy dividends and have paid healthy dividends over the years. But on top of that, what I like even more are companies that not only have paid healthy dividends over the years, but have also delivered capital appreciation. Enter stage left, Cedar Fair, symbol FUN. Why does FUN qualify right now as a best stock now? And why is FUN a stock that I own in my income and growth portfolios? Number one, it pays a 4.8% dividend yield. That's how it qualifies as an income and growth stock. A candidate for that particular portfolio where I have a very, very select list of about 15 to 20 stocks right now. When it's fully stocked, when the cupboards are full, there's 30 stocks in that portfolio. This portfolio had a great year last year. 2013 was a terrible year for income investors, one of the worst years on record in a long, long time for income investors, because of the bond market hit last year. I kept you out, completely out of the bond market. As interest rates went up, as the taper kicked in, and as the bond market reeled, dividend-paying stocks like FUN, Cedar Fair, continued to do well last year and continued to hit new highs. And as recently as last week, Cedar Fair was hitting a new all-time high. They reported earnings this week. This isn't their quarter. How many people are riding the Tilt-A-Whirl down in Atlanta this past winter, or up in the Minnesota, or Sandusky, Ohio? They basically shut down this time of year. They just keep their head above water. They get ready for the big onslaught come this summer. Let's take a look at FUN's performance over the years. If you're sitting at the annual shareholders meeting, the CEO gets up and reports how he's done for the shareholders. He says, look, over the last 10 years, I've doubled the returns of the S&P 500. My little company that I run here for the benefit of people that attend my amusement parks and people that invest in my little company, our little company, has delivered 11.3% per year, while the market's delivered 4.5% over the last 10 years. We've had a tremendous run, he would say, over the last 5 years. Between the dividends that we've paid to our investors and the capital appreciation along the way, we've delivered a phenomenal return of almost 50% per year to investors over the last 5 years. Would you take that? Of course you would take that. If someone said today, hey, here's an investment, it'll pay you 50% per year over the next 5 years. Of course, there is no such investment that we could guarantee or promise at this point. There will be stocks that do that in the future. We just have to try to do our best to identify those that have the potential to do it. But Cedar Fair has done it over the last 5 years. Obviously, there's no guarantee that they'll continue to do it over the next 5 years. In fact, I would be shocked if they were able to put up those kinds of numbers. Over the last 3 years, Cedar Fair has put up 45% per year. And over the last 12 months, Cedar Fair is up 46.7%. Seems like Americans love their roller coasters. Americans love their corn dogs. And investors love their dividends and capital appreciation. When I compare fun against all the other stocks in my database, I get a stock that gets a performance grade of A-. Now, that's pretty good. I mean, we're putting up a roller coaster stock against Tesla and semiconductors and companies with breakthrough drugs in the genomics world. And this company just sells corn dogs and provides fun to families in the way of thrill rides and whatever else. And they get a performance grade of A-. From a valuation point of view, this $3 million small cap American U.S. company is currently trading at about 16.7 times forward earnings. Well, it's come a long ways here. I mean, this stock was $38 a share not too long ago. Today it's $52 a share. We've made a very hefty profit on the stock in our income and growth accounts. And Cedar Fair is not as inexpensive as it once was, but at the same time, it's not easy to find stocks that are paying a 4.8% dividend yield either. In a world CD rates are what, 1% or whatever, I can make a valuation case still, not as good as I could a year ago or 6 months ago, but I can still make a fairly good valuation case for Cedar Fair. Out of 3,818 stocks, Cedar Fair comes in at number 534. Yeah, it's not in the top 200 or 300, but then again, this is a little bit different animal. This is a stock for income, and hopefully along the way you get a little bit of capital appreciation, and obviously it's delivered. It's delivered both. And Cedar Fair also has a very, very strong stock chart. It broke out to a new all-time high just 3 or 4 days ago. So that's another best stock now that we own here at Gunderson Capital Management in our growth and income accounts. And that's what it takes to be a best stock now. Not a recommendation by any means, but an example. This is a very tough market that we're in right now. This is not a market where you can buy the S&P 500 index and get a 38% or 28% return like you got last year. This is not a market. I don't think that you could buy the NASDAQ and expect a 30% return here in 2014. Instead, you've got to find the companies with the top-notch management who have delivered the goods over the years and continue to flourish despite a weak global economy. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. We'll be right back.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com. Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Laity Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
There's a child sitting on a hard metal chair, clutching tightly to the trash bag that holds everything she owns. She's there because her father abuses her, and her mother doesn't care. There are people all around her, but she's never been more alone. A social worker tells her not to worry, that they'll find a place for her soon, as she dials yet another number, this time to a group home, and then a shelter, and then a temporary housing facility. If she called you, would you make a place for this child? The Bear Foundation is a Christian foster care ministry, and our homes and families are made up of people just like you who, when called, answered yes. This is your call. Right now, there's a child or teen who's wondering, where am I going to live? Who will take care of me? You have the answer. Call the Bear Foundation today. For more information about Christian foster care, call 1-866-265-2476, 866-265-2476, or visit christianfostercare.org.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak.
That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Docs Now Radio Hour. Well, we've talked a little bit about the headwinds that the market has faced so far here in 2014, which seemingly came out of nowhere because we finished 2013 with such a tailwind. It's hard to believe that all of a sudden we have a headwind. But you know what? The markets can flip on a dime. And they do. And I've seen it many times. Now, I'm not saying that all of a sudden we've gone from bull to bear, but I am saying that we've stalled out for now, and you can see it in the results of the market. You can see it in the S&P 500. You can see it in the Dow. You can see it in the emerging markets, which they're not going sideways. They're going down right now, and that's also creating one of the headwinds in the market. Now, if you put it into the big perspective, however, the five-year bull market is still well intact. I showed a chart, and I'm going to continue to show that chart each week in my newsletter of where the market was 5 years ago today, or March 9th, next week, 2 weeks, and where it is today. And you'll see if you connect the dots that that line slopes upwards. That's a primary trend. That's the primary trend. You also see that if you draw a straight line connecting those dots, which are sloping upwards, that there's been a lot of gyrations along the way. But the overall picture, the overall direction of that trend has been up for the last 5 years. And until that trend is broken, and it's not even close to being broken right now, it's just kind of stalled out here. The five-year bull market is still intact. But I will say this. During the entire 5 years, the Fed was at our back. The Fed was providing a stimulus to the economy. That was also helping out the stock market. And now that stimulus is disappearing. That creates a new environment. That creates a new market environment that we have to deal with. Now, here's my problem with a lot of methodologies of investing. Yeah, here's my problem with the small cap mutual fund. If you're a small cap mutual fund manager, you have to stay fully invested in U.S. small caps. You can't migrate, you can't shift, you can't change when the market changes. If you're a Asia-Pacific emerging market fund manager, you have to keep your feet firmly planted there. If you're an index investor, you're firmly planted in those indexes. I believe that markets are fluid. I don't believe it. They are fluid. Look at the big changes in the markets over the last several years. Every year is different. And I believe on going where the action is. And the action's in different places. It just depends upon the year. If you look back in 2008, the action was in the bond market, which was up 32%. The stock market was down 38% that year. So why be married to the stock market? Well, I'm a stock investor. I never buy bonds. And you could say the same thing. I'm a bond investor. I never buy stocks. You have to go where the action is. You have to be fluid. I would probably have a difficult time. I've thought through this, about starting up a mutual fund. I would have to have a long short. I'd have to be in that category of a long short mutual fund. I couldn't create an aggressive growth mutual fund. I couldn't call it that because I would probably have to stay fully invested or near to it in aggressive growth stocks at all times. And aggressive growth stocks are not always the place to be. Sometimes it's large cap dividend payers. Sometimes it's high yield bonds. Sometimes it is the emerging market. Sometimes it's inverse the market. I think you have to have the freedom and not have your hands tied to any one methodology or any one geographic area or any one style of investing. Some years it's go-go growth, momentum investing that really rules the roost. Last year was one of those years. Some years the value guys went out because it's a more difficult market, and you have to eke out those companies that are kind of undiscovered in the value arena. Some years it's overseas where the action is. And sometimes it's a mix, obviously, of two or three different asset classes. But I believe that you need to have the freedom as an investor. I don't think you could be married to asset allocation. I don't think you could be married to value investing. I don't think you could be married to performance momentum investing. It depends upon the circumstances and the market environment that is out there. And this market environment continues to change. We've gone from easy money and Fed stimulus. It's like A-Rod without steroids now. Okay, now the real world is out there, Mr. Alex Rodriguez. Let's see how you do when you step back up to the plate and have to go a year at the plate without that stimulus, Mr. A-Rod. We'll see. Well, we're going to find out how the market is going to do going forward without that stimulus that it's been getting from the Fed. In fact, I showed a little cartoon in my newsletter of the market bending over and Ben Bernanke giving it a shot of stimulus, saying, here, take this. You'll be just fine. And it has been just fine. But that's changing. And if ever, you know, I hate to toot my own horn, but it's the stock picker's market. It's a best stock now. And where do you find the best stocks now? You know what? I can't find them by watching TV and CNBC and reading all of the various financial publications. I use my Best Stocks Now app. I don't know of any better way to at least point me in the right direction, to at least enable me to focus on 200 or 300 and eliminate 3,500, because that's a big, that's unmanageable. It's unwieldy. I need to narrow that thing down very, very quickly. And then I need to fine-tune it by looking at the one-year charts of these stocks to see how they're behaving. And right now, there's a group of stocks out there, a very narrow group, a very little section of an aisle in the stock market supermarket that's performing. And if you're not in that very little section, in that very little aisle, these very choice stocks that are flourishing despite challenges in the global economy and from the Fed, then, you know, you're just not going to participate in this market at all this year. We could very well have a flat market all year long, maybe even one that finishes slightly in the red. And you have to be able to adapt and change your style of investing a little bit this year, I believe, in order to take advantage of what opportunities are out there. Well, anyways, I'll be publishing my newsletter this weekend. I list the top 300 every single week in order. You can check them out for yourself, pwstreet.com. If you're interested in having me manage your money, I'm 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based, registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.